This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Front lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
And we are back live, now entering the fourth hour of my daily transmission. It is the second day of May 2018. I'm your host, Alex Jones. If you just watched the last 30 minutes, you saw Candace Owens in studio, but back in, what, December of 2017. Now, let me explain something here, why I did this. I don't chase Hollywood. I don't chase stars. I don't chase all that. Our audience hates it. I don't like it either. We're about building something outside the system. Poor base in Texas. We're about pointing out how it's been used to control us. But when Kanye West comes out, has the courage to go against the system and to call for free thinking and gets demonized, I get excited. And I remember Candace Owens talking about how much she admired Kanye West and how she wanted to work with him and how she dreamed to do that at dinner and on the streets of Austin and on my show and Owen's show and you name it. So I said, hey, we got to re-air that old interview in a couple days. And they said, what's crazy, we watched it. It's all about what's happening now and awakening and challenging the system. So I said, yeah, let's air it. And then I thought last night, I went, wait a minute. Let's doll it up and add some of the new clips and stuff and not say it's new. We're not going to deceive our audience. Just say Candace Owens coming up on the show. And I even said, I bet thought police like Ben Shapiro, whose job is to take over the conservative movement and kind of pseudo-liberalize it with more elitism, more foppish behavior. I said, I bet somebody like him and others jump on it and say, don't come on the show. So we'll start saying that morning she's going to be on, which she was, in this very studio, in an old interview, edited into new interviews, and it'll cause a big hubbub, and it'll be about free speech. Now, here's another thing. 4 months, 5 months went by like 10 seconds. I'm like, why hasn't Candace been back on? She's big in the news. I want to hear her take. But we're not chasing the tail of a story. That's not how you get a big story. You break stories. We've had hundreds and hundreds of top news cycle stories. I mean, they attack us thousands of times a week everywhere. It's great to be infamous. It's like I'm the heel in professional wrestling, but this is for real. The globalists are pissed. But I start text messenger. They call her, she didn't call back. Paul, I know, who didn't put her on the map. She's really smart, really beautiful. She deserves to be there, has a lot of courage. The feminists were bullying her, trying to mind control her. Paul said, this woman's incredible. Started getting her on, and she's exploded. That's all I wanted to see, was somebody that deserved to be big. But then there's the thing where you circle back around, and you're like, hey, come on the show. You get ignored. So Paul called her and texted her. She said, well, I'm just really busy. I'll come on Thursday. That was last week. Well, I'll come on Monday. Then no call. And that's when I decided Monday. I said, you know, let's just re-air it. Then I thought yesterday, let's do it this way, to then get Candace's attention, but everybody else's, that I don't live and die by having Candace Owens on the show. InfoWars, Paul Watson, with our huge audience, pushed her over the top to get recognized and get what she deserved and needed, just like Matt Drudge has helped push us. It'd be like if I told Matt Drudge someday, I won't talk to you or you can't link to my stories. And we're like, okay, you're mentally ill. It's a chicken or the egg. I'm the chicken. She's the egg. And she needs to know that she's a chicken now. She's going to have many eggs of her own. But it does hurt your feelings when you try to invite somebody back on nicely and, whoa, you work with Fox News, you're in the Fox Club, you're in the, you know, Republican student movement. They're like, oh, that's not safe. We brought Trump. The populist movement brought Trump. We brought 1776. We have the tens of millions of viewers and listeners today. We're the ones under attack. But it isn't like we're chasing after Fox News. I'll never forget when they had Fox News say, Jones wants a show here, but we don't want him. Fox News offered me 3 shows. I wouldn't even go audition for him. It's a lie. I'm bigger than Limbaugh, you name it. Only thing bigger is Matt Drudge, and I'm not having a pissing contest. So I love seeing Candace all up there on TV, great outfits, hair done all up like she deserves, being treated like a princess. That's real progress. That's real power. So I thought, this is how we'll get her attention, where we can get in the news with you, Candace, anytime you want. We want, if you think you're going to get attacked coming on here. But that's what she said in a tweet back to the thought police officer Shapiro. She said, disrespecting any platform watched by millions is silly. Talking about InfoWars. Please stop telling me and or Kanye no or can't or shouldn't. Advice appreciated. Commands shut down. And it's really exposed the fake right-wing thought police, like that snot-nosed, arrogant creature, Ben Shapiro. Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm not going to speak for hours, just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139. In studio audience and a bunch of crew here, they're like, who's Ben Shapiro? Well, he's an anointed neocon snotnose who walks around making Richard Pearl type faces where he tries to act scary and powerful. He just recycles a bunch of libertarian conservative thought and a bunch of other think tank stuff. And I just notice he's always criticizing me and always trying to keep people off my show while he makes little faces like this. I mean, these are the faces five-year-olds make when they're playing G.I. Joe. So I don't care. He's some little Twitter guy and everything and into himself. But he's always trying to police me. And then I say, hey, come on the show. And my God, he's Ben Shapiro. I mean, he's a god. He doesn't reach 86 million people the week of the election. That doesn't matter. He doesn't reach conservatively 5 to 6 million actual viewers and listeners a day, bigger than Limbaugh. No, he's not being sued by George Soros and Hillary Clinton and being called the dark heart. No, he is the anointed. Just like a leftist, he has this arrogance. And so it blew up in his face today. Candace Owens was here. She wanted us to hire her. I knew she was a great star. I blinked. 4 months went by with all the distractions I have. And she works with Turning Point, who are great folks, and is on Fox News everywhere, and that's wonderful. I just hope she doesn't just join the Fox Club and become like a collected stamp in their repertoire. But she's a star. She's got electricity, you name it. I knew when she was on with us a bunch back 4 or 5 months ago and that the new right was like, don't have her on. She's an operative. She's a doxer, all this bull. And I said, I want her on a lot. Well, somehow I blinked, and 4 months later, she's Kanye West. It's all exploded. It's everywhere. That's great. But I know how stories work. Her coming on now doesn't include us in that story. We're already in thousands of stories a day that don't matter. What matters is an audience of focused people that understand free market and action. But to illustrate these right-wing gatekeepers, I put a tweet out earlier when Ben Shapiro was saying, no, like Luke Skywalker, no, that's not true, it's impossible. He was criticizing Kanye West in a YouTube I came across and watched 20 seconds of, like last week, saying, don't trust Kanye, he'll stab you in the back. He's not perfect, he's fighting the establishment. He's breaking out of the mold. He's saying, be a free thinker. It doesn't mean we endorse everything he does. But we go on whose shows we want. We talk about what we want. We're not coastal elites. And most folks on the coast aren't elites, but they're the coastal elites that live there that want to run everything. So he said, no, no, Candace, no. Now let's scroll down and actually, yeah, there it is. No, no, no. I make powerful faces. I'm in command now. Facebook, YouTube, and Google, leave me alone. Let my videos spread. I'm not censored because I'm anti-establishment. I'm the mighty Ben Shapiro. There's no need to fear. Ben Shapiro, the neocon, is here, and he'll teach us how to be intellectual like Karl Rove does. So, Candace says, disrespecting any platform watched by millions in response to him is silly. Please stop telling me and or Kanye no, can't or shouldn't. Advice appreciated, commands shut down. But let's go ahead and show, if we can now, my tweet saying, oh, look, Ben Shapiro crawled out from under his thought police rock. with, you know, this type of anti-free speech position, he really ought to be the head of the Democratic Party. I was paraphrasing. Mitch Spiro crawls out from under his thought police rock to tell real Candace Owens and Kanye West they should not come on my show. Shocking authoritarianism. Maybe they should make Ben the head of the Democratic Party. So, bringing up Roger Stone with what he predicted, the so-called obstruction that they were never going to stop, this rogue, runaway special counsel that's controlled by the executive, but the media says is God, involved in Uranium One, all the corruption, it comes to a head, just like Roger over a year ago predicted. He's going to cover all that in the next few segments. Then he's going to confront Comey at another place there in Naples, Florida, coming up in the next few hours with live feeds at InfoWars.com during the war room that's in 50 minutes. But, man, I didn't say she was on live. I said, Candace Owens, we're going to have a Candace Owens interview today. She'll talk about Kanye. And the way the neocons and the left flipped out, I knew, saying, no, 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 this is what they do. This is, and then they say, don't have Candace Owens on with the same bull. So shouldn't Candace Owens, just like Scott Adams said, you know, I was too busy to come on your show last week, but so many people told me not to, just without me even saying anything about you, that I said, I better do this. I mean, and again, it's not like even I need Candace Owens to come on the show. It wouldn't be that big of an interview. It's always the big thing that's big. Once you try to follow it, it's always breaking the thing that's big, folks. It's not covering. I want to say congratulations on your success. Hey, so wonderful. How's it going? You know, you transcended your critics, all those people trying to demonize you, the feminists trying to bully you and mind control you and false flag you. Man, this is awesome. Great job, Paul Watson. You know, bringing you to my attention. You're really awesome. But she's like, whoa, I'm kind of too big. People are saying, don't come on right now. You know, whatever. She said, hey, you've already been on. Watch how I make this the news cycle. It's already all over the news, lady. And I'm just showing you how it works, Candace, because you're smart, you're good looking, you got star appeal. But I'm teaching you, if I want to troll as bad as Trump does, I can do it 360. And I've decided to start doing it. So everybody's got forewarning. Now, I did it very cleanly. It's a white troll, not an evil troll. I did a troll, a golden troll, where I said, oh, we got an interview with her coming up, just to watch what they did. I mean, this is amazing. And I love Candace, and I love Kanye, and I admire his courage, and look how he's under attack. He should double down and say, they found tens of millions of living women of the 80 million the Chinese have killed hiding in their basements. That's millions of Anne Franks. How big is that story? Nobody's covering it. Washington Post admits it. Upwards of 30 million of the 80 million still may be living. What kind of story is that? 30 million girls hiding? Or hundreds of babies found in every trash bin in major cities in Pakistan as the family stone baby girls to death, deciding they don't want them. Where are the feminists on that? Well, Linda Sorcer says, shut up, you know, to Islamic women that stand up. I mean, it's such a fraud. All I'm saying is Kanye's a racist. He said, stop having a slave mentality, fight back. That's exactly what Harriet Tubman said. She said, I freed 1,000 slaves. The leader of the abolitionist movement, the Underground Railroad, is she racist like Kanye now? All these babies that never fought any of this themselves? I freed 1,000 slaves. I could have freed thousands more if only they knew they were slaves. Harriet Tubman. Candace Owens and Kanye are putting that out. So, what do you think of this, my friend, the way they charge in trying to gatekeep everything? Go ahead.
Well, Alex, I must say I'm very disappointed in Candace. Last Wednesday, I asked our friend Tyler Nixon to go to an appearance that Candace had in Denver, Colorado, to ask her to come on our InfoWars show, the Alex Jones show, that day. While she was polite, she said she was just much too busy. And I've learned in American politics, Alex, you got to dance with those that brung you. And I think you helped put this young lady on. I agree with you. She's got star potential. She's charismatic. She's articulate. And I like her message. But she's absolutely right in her tweet. One of the things that aggravates me more than anything else is when people say to me, well, how can you go on with Alex Jones? How can you go on InfoWars? Let's make two things clear. First of all, we reach millions of people, of freedom-minded patriots. Number two, when you go on CNN, does that mean you agree with everything Wolf Blitzer has ever said? You and
well,
I.
That's what Mark Dice. That's what Mark Dice tweeted at him. Mark Dice tweeted at Shapiro and said, "You go on CNN. You go on NPR, buddy. They're gatekeepers. Plus, they lie about what I stand for. They lie about you. They say you're in the Nexium cult, doing consulting for one of their businesses for 2 months. I checked the record. I don't just believe you. And Jones says there's Martian bases. Jones, you know, it's all lies. And so we just put up with the bullying.
But the reason they do it is because our audience is so large, because we are the tip of the spear, because they know we can motivate literally hundreds of thousands of people to take direct political action. They fear InfoWars. I really hope Sowens will reconsider and come back home. I'm not going to say she owes us because she has her own talent, but you promoted her when no one else would, and now she's gone on to what she thinks are greener pastures.
When they were trying to suppress her with whisper campaigns saying she was a doxer and a fraud and a criminal, we championed her in articles, we pushed her over the top, and it's fine. We just hope she doesn't do that to other people because we don't need Candace Owens. We have the Promethean fire. We hope she now has it and gives it to other people. Let's have your Skype reconnect. Break it up a bit. You're making incredible points, Roger Stone. But hey, I just showed Candace everybody else. I can do whatever I want, and I just took over the news cycle. Watch it happen. We'll be back. You will not take it away.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Being one of the top things in the news, this cool, smart lady who's free market, who's about not being in the victimology, and who they're trying to censor, exploding. And now, where was she really an hour ago? She wasn't live with us on air. That was an old interview that's all over the news now with all her big truth bombs recycled. She's with Donald Trump Jr. And boy, you know they're going to demonize her for being with Donald Trump Jr., and they're one of the heads of Turning Point USA. I flew back to Austin with the head of Turning Point USA right after the inauguration. They're nice folks. Doing a great job on college campuses. Trying to wake people up. But here's the deal. The White House watches. The White House listens. You listen. The globalists are constantly demonizing us. They're constantly attacking us. For a reason. We're rebooting Americana. We're promoting things that really make sense. That's why they misrepresent us. That's why they demonize us, because they're scared. We're the tip of the spear, thanks to our audience and supporters and TV and radio affiliates across the country. I saw Roger Bleep Powell. Let's try to get him back. Now, here's what I want to say about Ben Shapiro. And Matt, one of the producers, pointed this out and actually knew this. I hadn't really said it because I haven't been focused on Glenn Beck. Why is Ben Shapiro so angry at me? Why is he always trying to put me down? Why is he always talking about how I'm so evil and sounding like some leftist and telling Candace Owens and Kanye West don't come on his show? Why is he doing that? Well, because the folks that took over Glenn Beck's network about 2 years ago, these multinationalists, they are pushing Ben Shapiro to be the head of Glenn Beck's TV station and his radio shows if Glenn Beck completely retires due to his issues. And so Ben Shapiro is going to take over, the word is, the failed Mercury Network. So that's what's happening. That's why YouTube and Google and all them still let him get promoted and don't censor him. And why he calls for our censorship is because, just like Glenn Beck, Ben Shapiro is a Judas goat to control the movement, a neocon. So there you go. That's why this is happening. He's super intellectual. He's super smart. He's your leader. He's a leader like Glenn Beck was. Just like 18 years ago, 17 years ago, I got approached.
Well, I got the Ben Shapiro voice. And I got approached, and they said, we want you to put out these book deals. You'll have a show on Fox on the weekend, and then it'll be weekdays. You're going to be bigger than Limbaugh. You're going to be better than Hannity. And we're going to pay you $3 million a year. And then it got bigger. And I said, no, I'm not going to do that. They said, we're going to have editorial control. These were off-record meetings, so I can't release it. One of our producers, John Harmon, famously heard Rothkopf, head of the Kissinger Group, offer me a bunch of stuff and then get pissed when I didn't take it. So I could talk about that because it wasn't off-record. He was on as a guest and started during the break saying, I want to talk to Alex off-air. He's like, Alex, come join us. You should work with us. You're part of the super class. It'll be great. Come on up to New York. We'll fly up here. He goes, oh, you don't want it? Oh, you're crazy. Okay, whatever. I'm not going to do the interview anymore. And I'm like, well, let's finish the debate. So, here's the deal, Ben. I understand you're super intellectual and, like, no one knows who you are outside of Twitter and YouTube, but you think you're like God. And you don't think we don't see what's going on with Peterson, all the rest of it, kind of the leftist move into common sense. Well, you have one arm saying no family, no common sense. That's the vanguard of the left. And then you'll have the reasonable left in the middle to kind of control the debate. But kind of keep you an outpost. I get it all. I know why you and Peterson don't come on. I know you think like you're right, super Machiavellian and everything, and all you're gonna, you got investors, you know, that are from Israel. Nothing against Israel, but they're buying up Glenn Beck and everything. You don't think I don't know about everything that happened with Glenn Beck and what was set up with Glenn Beck? How about I tell everything, Shapiro? How about I dump it all on air? Oh, I know you are so smart, Shapiro. You act so tough. Dude, they shouldn't come on your show because you're awful. Have I been unclear about this anyway? Oh, that's what he says, God Shapiro. Ben Shapiro crawls out from under his thought police rot. Shocking authoritarianism. And he's like, they shouldn't go on because you're awful. Wow! He's not on TV reading a script of what somebody else intellectually wrote to sound smart. When he actually tweets, it's like, you're awful, man. What, I'm a racist? What, I'm a homophobe? I'm a Russian spy? That's all leftist crap. Same deal.
You're awful. No one should go on your show. You're awful.
Well, if it's awful, leave. Oh, I know. All the Democrats are suing me. Soros is, all the rest of it.
And you're there making sure. Now, don't go to him. I'm in charge. I'm Ben Shapiro. I run things. Me. Ah, the amazing Shapiro.
What a joke. I haven't set my guns on you yet because your lord and master, Beck, already sunk his ship. And you will sink your ship as well, young one. No need to do that, baby Sith. Now, let's go back to Roger Stone. I know you got major stuff to talk about with Trump. I want you to he's still having Skype problems. He's on the road. But, I mean, these attacks on free speech, we'll get into Mueller and all your predictions coming true, but this is unbelievable.
I'm awful. You're awful. No one should come on you. I tell people who go on. I am the boss.
This leftist entitlement of this Glenn Beck retread, the reboot of the failed Beck, Judas Goat, attack the conservative movement, try to lead it into the pits, is now back in the, I guess, in the form of the herpes of Glenn Beck. What is the herpes of Glenn Beck? In my view, it is Ben Shapiro. A fetid, scrofulous, diseased, viral infection that continues to bloom and bloom and bloom and bloom. Ben Shapiro is the herpes on our ass. Anything else you'd like to add to that?
Well, Alex, don't mince words. Look,
but he's so intellectual. He's so powerful. He said, I'm awful, so people shouldn't come on. He said it. We should all. But what's crazy is everyone listens to the left and Shapiro when they do this. We all just bow down. Yes, our kids belong to you. Boys are out of Boy Scouts. No more father and mother. Yes, yes, yes. Whatever you say, Hillary. Whatever you say, Pelosi. Whatever you say, Shapiro. Yes, Mr. Shapiro. Oh, God, you're so manly. That face you make, you scare me. God almighty, you might tear my arm out of my socket. You might skull, annihilate me. You're powerful. You've got the manhood I want, Shapiro. Sorry, go ahead, Roger. Roger! Shapiro's too powerful! I love it when Roger does these shows from the road. He's got the worst Skype in the known galaxy. But if he was the amazing Shapiro, just get him on the phone. That's the rule. 5 Skype drops, 3 really. We go to telephono. The old telephone. And I love my crew. They're the best I've ever had. We have defaults. And when Skype drops 1, 2, 3, like strikes, a 1, a strike, a 2, a strike, a 3, Ben Shapiro again. Little vampire bat. Lands on your nightstand, flies to the open window. You wake up, you see a little greedy vampire bat dragging its tiny proboscis on the ground between its little legs. You see it moving towards you, having to remove the sheets from your lower extremities, drooling, small teeth, forward, eyes gleaming. Don't say no to it. Give yourself to it. He's superior.
He controls reality. He controls speech. Hail Shapiro. Hail it.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Childhood is full of wonder, and we get the chance to relive it with our grandchildren every day. But imagine missing special moments with a grandchild or seeing them through cloudy vision. The Foundation Fighting Blindness can help by providing valuable information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and older, but it doesn't have to be. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is driving research and saving sight by providing information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Don't miss a moment of your grandchildren's youthful wonder because of poor vision. Learn more about vision-saving preventions and treatments. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD. Or go to the website fightblindness.org where you can find so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today. That number again is 1-800-BLINDNESS or fightblindness.org.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
I wondered the wayless life.
You know, I'm beginning to realize instead of the Muslim call to prayer, we should have the call to Shapiro.
Hello, Mohammed Shapiro. You tell us who to interview, who to talk to. Oh, we love you. Candace Owens did not come on. He says so.
And now he's backtracking like a rat when you turn on the lights at 2 a.m. to go get a glass of milk, and there's the rat up there eating the fruit out of the fruit bowl and the cheese that's crapping all over your kitchen table. And it just scrabbles, but it slicks out in its own feces and kind of falls off and hits the ground, and by then your foot goes right on it. And you're like, oh, I'm going to really have mercy on you. But you only break two of its legs politically, metaphysically, and then you step back. It's scrabbling you. I'm not going to hurt you anymore. You look at your big old tabby cat and you say, Ace, Get that right. And that's what happens with our audience. I've been waiting for you to make the wrong move, scumbag. Now you're in major target. Just like Beck. Submarine wolf packs prepare. Only service enough to get your torpedoes right into his guts. You go ahead and make your smarty pants faces all day, and you pray your buddies at Google, Facebook, and Twitter can ban us before I get my hands on you and the rest of you guys. So I got a file on all of you. And I was already thinking I was ready to make your move, and I said, I think Shapiro will attack when we do this. You were a side note, but I just metaphysically knew that if you surfaced, that was the sign of this jihad against you. So, prepare yourself, rodent creature. Most of my audience is like, who the hell's this? Yeah, he's not on 200 radio stations. He's not on over 300 now, I'm sorry, TV and cable systems. I don't want a glamour channel like, I don't even give him advice. I don't want a glamour channel for $25 million. They tried to get me to buy Glenn Beck's channel 3 years ago, nincompoop, for $25 million a year. I said, no thanks. Those are worthless channels. I target the TV stations directly. You notice the cable companies want you to buy a channel, or then they, quote, have carriage rights and pay you money back and all this other crap. They don't want you targeting UHF, VHF, and cable systems directly. Because that's where all the audience is on the lower cable dial, dumbass. But I know you're already heavily in negotiations for all this, so enjoy yourself. Plus, you're such a schmuck. You don't even take real advice when you get it because you're so smart. Excuse me. Roger Stone's back. I want to get into the big Mueller thing. I kind of went off on a jag. Now he's denying that he told them not to be interviewed by me, even though he did. He said, don't go on. No, no, no. Like Skywalker pissing himself in the presence of Darth Vader. Just hopping up and down like a gremlin wanting to kill free speech. Finish up with Shapiro. Let's get into Mueller of the same ilk here that we're dealing with, Roger Stone.
Well, Alex, right now, even as we speak, Michael Caputo, who has appeared here at InfoWars, regularly does commentary for Fox, worked with me in the Trump campaign, is being grilled by Robert Mueller and his subordinates.
Is this breaking? Is this an exclusive like last time, or is this already the news?
It hit the Buffalo papers this morning.
Well, so they're grilling everybody. This is a total Nazi-level witch hunt. DrudgeReport.com have it?
I don't know that it has appeared on Drudge.
Our guys find it right now. Neil Caputo of Fox News, grilled by Lord Mueller.
Now, I know that Caputo went to the Senate Intelligence Committee yesterday for their murder board, and it was a carbon copy of the House Intelligence Committee inquiry. Nothing new. The same old garbage as cooked up by Adam Schiff and Eric Swalwell and other lesser lights in the Democratic Party. Now, poor Mike Caputo, who's lost clients, who has had multiple death threats, who is being driven into bankruptcy by this inquiry, is in with Mueller and his gumshoes right now, presumably being grilled about non-existent Russian collusion. The story in the New York Times that appeared yesterday.
Your phone cut out, and I'm sorry. It's Michael Caputo that worked on the Michael campaign, Caputo. Not Neil Caputo. So I had a little brain fart, sorry. I had a little Shapiro there.
I understand. As we've talked about here at InfoWars, this is a witch hunt. If you need any further proof of that, just look at the New York Times story yesterday, which is perjury trap after perjury trap in the list of questions that Mr. Mueller wants to ask the president. Now, we also learned this morning that only days, we learned that roughly a month ago, Mueller's subordinates threatened to subpoena the president of the United States.
Sure, which is his own branch of government they can't do, and it's total fraud. But let me ask you this question right now. Why doesn't Trump do it but agree that it will be national televised and that he gets six questions first? And the first one is, on X date, the New York Times reports you delivered weapons-grade uranium on a secret tarmac meeting in Moscow to Vladimir Putin's agent. Next question. Hillary and her consorts took over $130 million from the Russians for uranium one, and you reportedly, according to this report, ordered that investigation stop. Next question. You testified to Congress X, and now it's been admitted Y. Comey said this in Congress then, now he says that. Either way, it's perjury. I mean, you can annihilate them, and I just say bring them in and give them full war. He, that little rat scumhead, won't show up.
Well, the president needs to understand that he has the power and the authority here, that this is a rogue investigation. And that list of questions...
I know, but what would happen if he brought him in? What would happen if he brought that in? He would never show up. He said, yeah, you get your questions, here are mine. And the president should publish his questions for Robert Bill Clinton's butt boy Mueller.
It's a great idea. I think we both understand that Mr. Mueller would never agree to that. The only thing that would be better, Alex, is if they want to question you publicly. I would love to see that. After all, you're a Russian bot. We know that you take orders directly from Vladimir Putin. Everything we do here at InfoWars is directed directly from the Kremlin. So this has reached a degree of absurdity. I have taken the position that the president shouldn't fire Mueller because of the political and public relations upper hand.
Because they built it up. It's too late. He should have done what you said early on, saying this is a rogue agency. You're fired, like he was a gnat. He was slapping off his dog's rear end.
Well, and then yesterday we saw that a courageous band of Republicans in the House, led by Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and others, have drafted articles of impeachment for Rod Rosenstein. Why? Rosenstein refuses to hand over to the Congress documents pertaining to the origins of this phony Russian investigation. So what does Rosenstein do? He attacks the Republicans, saying he won't be extorted. The one who's trying to extort people is Rosenstein and a rogue Justice Department. My only question, having known Donald Trump for 40 years, is how much more of this crap he's going to take. This is an illegitimate investigation. It is now completely naked based on this New York Times story. Every one of those questions was a when did have you stopped beating your wife question.
Exactly. I'm not kissing your ass, Roger, because you annoy me a lot when you're on the regular Russia thing every day. You got to defend yourself. It's just so ridiculous. But I'm just being honest. But you're always long-term super on target. You, a year and a half ago, predicted everything that's happened. When his lawyers told him no, it'll all end. You said, no, it's going to build towards obstruction. It's a total plan right into the 2018 where he says you're a criminal. Now the Democrats are in the Hill saying they plan to run on impeaching Trump. It's here. He's got to fight now. He's still got the people. He's turned the economy around. He's got North Korea. All this he needs. These are an enemy group. God Almighty.
He will never have greater political leverage and support in the country than he has at this moment. 3% economic growth on the cusp of a historic peace agreement in North Korea.
And he's got to stop listening to all these wimps, the ones that said Beck would beat Trump and Shapiro and all the cowards. Stop caring. Go with your gut. Swing for the fences. We know you're Americana. We know they're all scared of you, the Chinese, the Russians. Let's go. We're America. We're back. They're the globalists. They're the enemy. They're the traitors. Nick DiPaolo is your guest. You had technical problems. I'm sorry. I ran over one segment with him. You're coming up with him next. You're going to confront Comey, that complete criminal fraud, at a Barnes & Noble where he's having his event. You'll tell folks they can be there in the next few hours. We'll have live streams, Lord willing, on the War Room with Owen Schroer and you, and, of course, InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. But I tell you, I never felt better. I'm in full war mode. I don't give a hell. As long as we fight hard and give it all, that's what matters. I'm in total war mode. Let's go, America. InfoWars, savage their asses, and buy all the products at InfoWarsStore.com and help our local affiliates as well. We just got hundreds of new TV affiliates this week. We are surging. We are turbocharging. We are victory.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to Proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Before you slip into unconsciousness.
And now, the tip of the spear, leading the fight to take back the nation. It's Roger Stone.
The flashing chance said, bliss, another kiss, another kiss.
Welcome back. You're on the Alex Jones Show, and I'm Roger Stone, pinch hitting from the field, working around some audio problems. I think it was Milton Berle, the great comedian, who said, drama is easy, it's comedy that's hard. I have been and am a huge fan of Nick DiPaolo, and recently I was very disappointed to hear that his show on Sirius, which I was a near-religious follower of, was canceled because Nick evidently posted a tweet that some people objected to. Now, this is something I know a lot about since I have been banned for life on Twitter because I hurt Jake Tapper's feelings. So I am delighted that now my favorite comedian, Nick DiPaolo, joins us from New York City. Nick, welcome to InfoWars.
How you doing, Roger? Glad to be here.
Excellent. So if you can, tell us what went down, if you're able to do so.
Last Friday, I it was a tweet. It was based on that that Fresno State professor, that female professor. You know, after Barbara Bush died, she said she hopes the whole Bush family dies, and Barbara Bush was a racist, and blah blah blah. And so it was a reaction to that, and so I tweeted, dear future school shooters, please confine yourself to college campuses, specifically the faculty rooms at Fresno State and Berkeley, et cetera. And I left it up there for probably about 10, 15 minutes. I was getting some blowback, so I said, man, maybe that wasn't a smart thing. And I took it down. And then I went on my way that weekend. I had gigs on the road. And I told my radio producer about it. He goes, oh, you should have left it up there or whatever. Anyways, I don't hear anything till Monday morning. I get a call from my radio agent, and he says, I could tell the tone of his voice. He's like, we got a real situation here. And I knew right away it was the tweet. And next thing I know, I'm getting canned from Sirius Radio. And the ironic thing is, Roger, that I didn't even get reprimanded on Twitter, who has suspended me once before for wishing Barbara Streisand dying in her sleep. But who doesn't wish that on our side? Anyways, so the next thing you know, yeah, I'm getting canned from Sirius Radio. But also, here's the other thing, Roger. To be honest, my contract is up in a couple of weeks at Sirius. So maybe it was my agent's theory and a few other people's theory that they use that as an excuse to boot me off. And they probably weren't going to renew me because the show was probably a little too rough for them. But I know it was doing good numbers-wise, but ostensibly I was fired for the tweet.
No, look, I think it was a great comedian I know that said political correctness is ruining this country. And he was absolutely right. My guess is that they canned you because you are politically incorrect, because you are right of center, because you're not afraid to speak your mind. Nick, I also have a feeling that you're going to surface elsewhere soon because you are very, very funny. And this is about comedy. Now, I myself caught flack over my own comments regarding Barbara Bush. I recounted a story in which she accosted me at a Republican reception after Ronald Reagan defeated her husband in three primaries I was managing and told me that she hated me. She was inebriated. I was, take your pick, I either dropped out of or was disinvited to a Republican dinner in North Florida where I was the headliner over my comments. Perhaps my timing was bad. But right. I was quoted as saying that Barbara Bush drank so much booze that if they cremated her, her body would burn for 3 days. I said it. My timing could have been better. My wife was very unhappy with me. But we're politically incorrect here. We're not afraid to be politically incorrect here at InfoWars. So I'm glad to have you today. Let me ask you this. How do you think the president is doing?
I think he's doing tremendously. And this whole, and it is a witch hunt. I can you imagine if this witch hunt wasn't going on, what he would have accomplished? He reminds me of like a running back with two guys hanging on his back, dragging them along. He's had headwinds since he got in there. And, look what just the North Korea thing. The economy is booming. Black and brown unemployment at record lows. I think he's accomplished a ton in the face of all this garbage, this frickin' witch hunt, and people should be ashamed of themselves, the people that believe that this is legitimate. It's been, what, a year and a half that they've been looking for collusion, not one sign. And as you know, Roger, because you're probably a lawyer, special counsel, they have all the time and all the money in the world, and Mueller's not going to stop until he finds something or makes something up. But this is an absolute disgrace. The Department of Justice has been weaponized under the Obama administration. And it's sickening. It should bother everybody on both sides of the aisle, regardless of how you vote. But I think he's doing a tremendous job. I wasn't even a huge Trump fan before he became president. But as a politician, I absolutely love his giant balls. And he went to Washington to shake it up. It's exactly what he's doing. Both the left and the right, one thing we agreed on for the last 40 years was Washington was broken. And then we bring in an outsider, and these people are cowering and trying to do everything to stop him. I think he's done a tremendous job.
Well, Nick, you can call me a lot of things, but please don't call me a lawyer, because I'm not one.
You're not a lawyer.
And I agree with Shakespeare. First thing we do is kill all the lawyers.
That's right.
Now, that New York Times story yesterday was extraordinary. Virtually every one of those questions was framed like, when did you stop beating your wife?
Right.
There's no good answer. What were you thinking, Mr. President, when you said X, Y, and Z? Let's be very clear. President has the authority to fire James Comey anytime he wants. The president has the authority to fire the Keebler elf, Jeff Sessions, a man who's so obsessed with busting people for smoking state-legalized marijuana that he can't pay attention to the rampant corruption at the Clinton Foundation or this bogus Russian investigation. It's disgraceful. What I need to understand is when the president is going to wake up and understand this. If he doesn't get them, they will get him. They're not going to stop. This is a rogue operation. And if anything, their intentions are completely naked, completely and totally naked. I want to thank Nick DiPaolo for joining us. I'm going to ask him to come back next week when we have a little more time. But I have every confidence, Nick, that you're going to resurface on radio, continuing to do what you do so well. Bust the chops of the establishment, smash the face of political correctness in, and make people laugh. Thanks for joining us.
I'm working on it right. Working on it right now, Roger, so tell people to stay tuned.
Excellent. Folks, one more time, if you like Alex Jones calling out Ben Shapiro today, and I sure did, because as I have said consistently, our problem is not liberal Democrats. Our problem is country club establishment Republicans. Better a snake in the grass than an ass in the bosom. But if you like what we're doing here, please go to the InfoWars store and recognize none of this programming is possible. None of our fight against the globalist is possible. None of our efforts to repel these phony lawsuits that are meant to do nothing but smear Alex Jones, InfoWars, and generate negative headlines. None of this fight is possible without you. We are completely listener and viewer supported through the InfoWars store site. And if you go there now, you can find some of our extraordinary specials on nutraceuticals. They make fun of us for selling nutraceuticals, but guess what Jeff Bezos and Whole Foods are doing? Here's the difference between us and Whole Foods, folks. Our products are of the highest quality. You get 20% more in volume. And Alex Jones uses the very, very best ingredients. Help fuel the fight for freedom. Help fuel the fight for the First Amendment. Help us repel the globalist scum that want to shut InfoWars down. Knock us off YouTube. Knock us off Google. Knock us off Facebook. Go to the store now. Look at some of these extraordinary specials. DNA Force, 50% off now. We need your help, Frank. We'll see you on the War Room tomorrow. Today, James Comey, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern from the Adrian Arsh Performing Center in Miami.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
I'm so excited that